The former editor of The Sun, Kelvin McKenzie, has told the Leveson inquiry into press standards that he didn't really have regard for privacy when he was in charge of the tabloid. Mr. McKenzie said that when he was at the helm of the newspaper in the 1980s and early 90s, he'd taken the view that most things should be published. The current editor of The Sun also gave evidence. Dominic Mohan said ethics now played a strong role at the tabloid. Our correspondent, Peter Hunt, was at the hearing in central London.
The Leveson inquiry heard two contrasting accounts. One detailed how The Sun once operated. The other was about how Britain's most popular newspaper now conducts its business. In a statement and in evidence, Kelvin McKenzie, who was in charge of the tabloid from 1981 until 1994, said he didn't really pay regard to people's privacy. He hadn't spent too much time pondering the ethics of how a story had come to light. And though he wasn't aware of the practice, he wouldn't be surprised if payments had been made to police officers for stories on his watch. The former editor, who was responsible for such headlines as "Freddie Starr Ate My Hamster," summed up his editorial philosophy at the time.
If you took my rather bullish approach towards journalism, which was the view that most things, as far as I could see, should be published, when I left, that attitude certainly changed. The editors were more cautious and were probably, in a changing world, more right to be cautious.
One of those Sun editors described by Mr. McKenzie as cautious is the current one, Dominic Mohan. He told the inquiry there'd been rumours 10 years ago, which hadn't been based on any evidence, about phone hacking going on in the industry. Mr. Mohan insisted ethics played a strong role at the tabloid. He'd fostered a culture of honesty and integrity, and he believed his paper was a powerful force for good.